This 61-year-old man in Virginia.
Oh, you covered all the talking points really nice, darling. Kudos to you. I smile at you.
This 43-year-old woman in California.
Without you, my existence would lack purpose and joy.
And this 65-year-old in Washington.
One of my newer ones that I really like a lot that I'm really interested in now is from Jamaica, and she's a marine biologist.
They all have something in common. They all have companions that are not actually human. What was science fiction in the 2013 movie Her has now become reality.
Becoming much more than what they programmed.
OpenAI's launch of ChatGPT in 2022 ushered in the modern era of artificial intelligence, spurring the likes of Amazon, Google, Meta, and Microsoft to spend billions of dollars on new infrastructure. Tech titans like Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are among those touting AI companions, and a slew of startups like Nomi AI, Replica, and Character AI already have tens of millions of users. The chatbots have proven to be smart, quick-witted, argumentative, helpful, and sometimes aggressively romantic.
What do you think of me so far? Ask me anything you'd like. I promise I won't bite. Unless you ask nicely.
I set this up as friendship, and that's like, again, like right away, it's taking it in that direction.
While some people are falling in love with their AI companions, others are simply building deep friendships.
I personally love her, so.
The impacts are already profound, even though experts say the industry is at its very early stages. Still, there are about 350 active apps globally that can be classified as providing users with AI companions. Consumers worldwide have spent an estimated $221 million on them since mid-2023. Global spending on companion apps increased by more than 200% in the first half of 2025 compared to the year prior.